The notion that poor people face an especially high tax on either their attention or their cognitive control is perhaps a speculative one, but it's been receiving a lot of research attention as of late. It seems plausible that people living in extreme poverty find it harder to relax and harder to focus their attention on being productive in their jobs. For instance, if you truly imagine a life of being very poor, there are all kinds of conveniences you lack. So, for instance, if you're trying to cook a meal, you have to do a lot of the cooking by hand. You need to make sure that the food hasn't spoiled. You need to make sure that the fire has kept burning. And many, many other factors that you probably don't have to worry about if you have a well-functioning modern kitchen. You may have to worry more about the weather. You may have to worry more about potential natural disasters. You may have a greater number of children to look after. You may have to worry about your farm. You may have to worry about the crops growing in your backyard, or perhaps worry about all of the animals you own and how much value they have and what would happen to your family wealth if any one of them got sick and died. It may seem to a person living in a modern wealthy society that life is full of distractions and worries, but quite plausibly, we have it relatively easy, and it's really the very poor people who face a much greater number of distractions, and of course, to them, those distractions are of much greater import because they cannot afford to lose wealth in the same manner that wealthier people can. There's one study set in India which looks at farmers when the harvest comes one time a year. And of course, there's a lot at stake with this harvest in terms of economic wealth. Right after the harvest comes, it turns out that farmers show lower levels of stress and greater ability to concentrate. What are the concrete implications of this perspective? Well, one is simply that household conveniences may have a higher return for economic development than we used to think. If a household convenience in some manner lowers the stress of a poor person, then this may encourage economic development in the longer run, in addition to making life easier in the shorter run. A second implication is that policymakers may be able to construct the appropriate gentle nudges to encourage poor people to undertake productive courses of behavior. For instance, it's been studied that if poor individuals are sent text messages to their cell phones encouraging them to save, that they do in fact save more money. If you think of poor persons as already optimizing in all of their decision-making, these text messages may seem unnecessary or even an intrusion. But under this alternative perspective, if you think of very poor persons as facing some kind of tax on their attention, decision-making, and cognitive control abilities, then the messages may in fact be quite useful and may help them do something they actually would have preferred to be more interested in all along if only they had the means. This is a relatively new area of research. It's somewhat speculative and it's changing and developing quite rapidly. For some introductions, try Googling these phrases.